This is Liz Booker with a literary aviatrix waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from season 2, episode 28, in my interview with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Beverly Weintraub about her book Wings of Gold. In it, we're talking about how Captain Rosemary Mariner took on not only the men who wanted to restrict women's roles in the military, but also the very vocal and influential anti-feminism activists, Phyllis Schlafly and Elaine Donnelly.
We had our old gal, Phyllis Schlafly, and Elaine Donnelly, talk about them, two of my faves.
Right. So Phyllis Schlafly, who was, I think, the better known of the two, was an attorney, an extremely talented political organizer. Lived, I think, in Illinois, espoused traditional family values to the extreme, was instrumental in the defeat of the Equal Rights Amendment, as opposed to the traditional family values of the woman in the home taking care of the children and the men working outside the home. And any change to that was threatening the foundations of society and could not be tolerated. Elaine Donnelly worked with her on many of these campaigns, was the head of her own organization, and they worked in tandem to defeat, you know, this kind of progress in women's rights. And in the 70s, you know, the women's movement was an extremely powerful societal force. They were on the other side trying to maintain the status quo. When the fight over the combat exclusion happened, they were very much on the other side from WMA, and they were putting out pamphlets and talking to politicians, explaining the evils not only of allowing women in combat, but allowing women in the military at all, because it's shameful that a man should have to be defended by a woman. Women don't have the strength. Women don't are too emotionally unstable. Those kinds of arguments. And one thing that kind of surprised me is that there was a hearing, a Senate hearing, the subcommittee went on for about 3 hours, and C-SPAN has it posted. You can go watch the whole thing if you want. It surprised me how the talking points from the senators who were trying to sound like they were neutral were actually echoing what Elaine Donnelly and Phyllis Schlafly were putting out. There was very much this push and pull.
Yeah, you know, I think I wrote a paper. I was doing some community college classes when I was on active duty when I was 18, and I wrote a paper about this ERA and Phyllis Schlafly, and I was just shocked. I guess I grew up in a household with a mother who went through that movement and came out on sort of the WMA side, not as a military woman, as an academic, but still. So I was shocked to know that women, like, I kind of had a sense that there was a time when guys were trying to hold women back. But when I found out that these very public women were doing this, I was shocked at 18. And of course, I've known that for a long time. One of the things I really admired, because I think, I'm not talking about Phyllis now. I'm talking about Rosemary Mariner. What I really admired about her was her willingness and her eloquence in presenting her point of view, and the willingness to do that very publicly, both while she was in the service and then after, because, you know, not many people are willing to do that, because they're trying to navigate within the system to succeed and to go to be vocal outside that system and expect to get what you want is not usually the right tactic. So I was very impressed throughout this story, just hearing her speeches, reading what she said. But I think my favorite is that passage on page 240. She was at the National War College and she had written a paper, but then she was giving a seminar and she editorialized some other things. Would you read that passage for me?
What you have with a lot of women is that the idea of equality is very frightening. What you're hiding behind is the myth of what we call the true woman, the whole idea that women have a higher, different moral reasoning than men. It goes back to this myth that women are somehow inherently different than men when it comes to issues of character or spirit. In order to maintain the presence that it's okay to want to be a coward and to hide behind your sex, you have to make all women like this, not just yourself. To me, that in a nutshell is the whole driving philosophy behind Phyllis Schlafly. The genesis of the anti-equal rights movement and the backlash to the equity feminism, as it's called now, goes back to the idea that I would be judged by the same standards, potentially as harshly as men, if I enter this world. So, for example, in Phyllis Schlafly's day, the epitome of being a woman was to marry well, be attractive, be smart, and all these other things, and have a family. She achieved that. Now, in order to gain the same recognition, she would have to go spend 8 years in medical school and be a brain surgeon. Maybe she wouldn't see her family every night. Maybe she would have to make some of those difficult choices that men have always had to make, the sacrifices in their personal lives, and all the hard work that's involved to get the same recognition.
I was like, you go, Rosemary. I was shocked that she would say something like that. And I was cheering her on to hear it.